This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Ambassador Nikki Haley. She is out with a big ad buy, and she has her first TV advertisement of this campaign season. And the advertisement is all about moral clarity. Does she attack President Trump in the ad? Nope. Does she attack President Biden in the ad? Nope. Is that a good idea? And will that upstage to some extent the big, big red state versus blue state debate tonight between Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican conservative of Florida, and a Democratic liberal named Gavin Newsom, who is the governor of the state of California? Who is likely to win this confrontation? One of the people who has speculated on this and has wise things to say, as he does about most things, is my friend Ruben Navarrete. And Ruben is a nationally syndicated columnist. He is someone who does a regular podcast called Ruben in the Center, and he is in the center of many controversies. And he's syndicated through the Washington Post syndicators around the country as a columnist. Ruben, are you excited beyond belief about the debate, which is coming up tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, from Alpharetta, Georgia? First of all, do you know why are they doing it in Alpharetta, Georgia? Neither of them is from Georgia.
Michael, I have no idea. Brother Michael, so good to be with you again. Thank you for the kind words. I am more excited about this debate than I thought I was going to be. If you'd asked me last week or the week before, I would have thought, maybe I've got something else to do that night. I'm not going to miss this. Just the anticipation and the buildup has been great. I'm thinking three things about this debate. First of all, it made sense a year ago when, during an interview with Sean Hannity, which turned out to be one of many that Gavin Newsom did, he sort of mentioned the idea they'd kind of like to debate Ron DeSantis. It made sense at the time. DeSantis was still riding high, had come off a big reelection victory in Florida. Well, now, a year later, the Ron DeSantis campaign has collapsed. He's gone from 20 to 25% of the polls to about 8% of the polls, tied with Nikki Haley. She's on the way up, and he's on the way out. So I bet that Gavin Newsom is now wishing he had, darn it, I wish I had challenged Nikki Haley to a debate, because I might get more mileage from it. Secondly, anybody speaking as a Californian who has been so critical of Gavin Newsom, who supported the recall, who wrote critical things about him that made lots of liberals in the media upset out here, having said that, you underestimate this guy at your peril. He is not a particularly effective leader, but he is a wonderful campaigner and politician, and he is very quick on his feet, and I think that'll serve him well tonight. The last thing I think is that the media gets it wrong when they say somehow that tonight it's an audition for Gavin Newsom in 2028. That's a million years from now in politics. Nobody auditions, 5 years out to run for president. Make no mistake, this is an audition for 2024 for Gavin Newsom, because he knows that a lot of different things could happen, and so I wouldn't count him out for 2024. He knows what he's doing. He's not looking at 2028. He's looking at next year.
Now, you've been following Gavin Newsom. As you said, you were very much opposed. Favored the recall, which failed miserably. That vote was 2-1, wasn't it, in California,
right,
against recalling Governor Newsom? And he obviously has a certain amount of support in the state of California. But if you were, based on your knowledge of the governor, if you were to handicap the debate, who do you think comes out actually being adjudged the winner of this argument between the Florida approach and the California approach?
That's a really good question. You're going to have two different sets of analysis. At the end of the night, who won, California approach or Florida approach, particularly with regard to things like COVID, gun control policy, healthcare policy, the economy and the like, immigration policy? That's a very good question. It's state versus state. That I don't know ultimately who's going to come out on top there. You can, I've heard analysis already that says you could argue it either way. Even on COVID, there are people who could make the case that Florida did a better job or that California did a better job. But the other track is an analysis between the individuals, between the people, which is how we typically assess debates, right? Who won, Gavin Newsom or Ron DeSantis? As I said before, I think that Gavin Newsom will probably clean DeSantis' clock. He is just, you have to understand this about our governor. Our governor has dyslexia. That means that he has had to work five times harder for everything he's ever done in life. He is a hard worker. He is a smart guy. And again, he is a great communicator. He's very quick on his feet. And plus, Sean Hannity is the moderator. And a couple things there. Sean's going to be very careful not to favor Ron DeSantis. He may overcorrect and give Newsom a lot more slack. But also, as you know, Rupert Murdoch and the entire Fox News network has deserted Ron DeSantis. He's no longer their golden boy. He's no longer their choice. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Murdochs called Hannity and said, you know, don't do him any favors tonight. If Newsom wants to attack DeSantis, let him have at it.
Well, it's interesting. This is one of those things where I agree with you that things go in Gavin Newsom's direction because he simply has nothing to lose. He's not a candidate. And this, whether he does brilliantly or does poorly, it puts him in mind in case something does happen to Joe Biden or Joe Biden has a sit down with Jill. Who tells him, hey, listen, for the sake of the family, for the sake of your health, for the sake of the well-being of the country, you got to step aside. And nobody believes it would be a smart move to step aside in behalf of Kamala Harris. And
right.
Gavin Newsom could be building himself up as the obvious top-of-mind alternative. He's 56 years old. Which makes him a full generation younger than Joe Biden, and partially because of the way he presents himself, I think it seems like even more of an age difference than that, don't you?
Yes, he also likes to fight. This guy's a pugilist, man. This guy likes to fight. He's a very interesting character because he's this liberal from, you know, origins in San Francisco and in California, but he knows how to take a punch and throw one back. And you saw that with Hannity. He will not let anybody malign the state of California. For every stat you throw him, he's got five more to counter. And he's been saying for a while that where Biden and Harris missed the boat is they've been trying to take the high road, and they don't mix it up. Gavin Newsom would mix it up gladly with any single Republican who gathers on the Republican stage for these debates. I think he would fare least well against Nikki Haley. But he'll take the fight to any one of them, and that is a really positive thing that you mentioned Kamala Harris. Nobody believes that somehow Gavin Newsom is doing a favor for the administration. Gavin Newsom is doing a favor for Gavin Newsom and to the detriment of Kamala Harris, these two frenemies who go back. They're both from California. They're both from Northern California. You know, they're from the same hood, the same neighborhood. And ultimately, they don't like each other very much. Everybody knows that. And Kamala Harris has got to be very unhappy that this debate is taking place because, as you said, Gavin Newsom is basically telegraphing to the country, I'm the number two. If something happens to Joe Biden or if he decides not to run, I'm ready. I'll take the baton. Or does that leave Kamala Harris? So by far, she's going to be in the back of my mind as I watch this debate, and I can't believe she's happy about it taking place.
And well, I want to speak to you about the other woman in the race, not Kamala Harris. She's not really in the race, but Nikki Haley very much is. And there are back-to-back articles in the New York Times with the headline in early primary states, Haley is building momentum, and then right next to that, Haley gets a new lift from Diamond, that's Jamie Dimon of Chase Manhattan, in any event, J.P. Morgan Chase. In any event, it says Haley gets a new lift from Diamond and a pack. So what about this talk about momentum for Nikki Haley? Where does it go? Is it vice presidential momentum or the real thing for president? We'll get to that and more with Ruben Navarrete coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved.
And glad to take control together, not only with the voice of the former governor of California, but talking about the voice of the current governor of California, Gavin Newsom, which people who tune in tonight to Fox TV are going to hear. And I think it is widely expected that Gavin Newsom will come out a winner here by advancing his own political stock while no matter how ferociously he fights, doing nothing to really help Ron DeSantis, who is the other part of the debate card. But he, if you look at what Ron DeSantis has done, and Ruben, I wanted to check whether you agree with me on this, particularly the last debate, and then they have another debate coming right up on December the 6th, I believe it is, but it's coming up next week, and that would be for the four surviving Republican candidates. Ron DeSantis can be tough, formidable. What if he comes out swinging and is just incredibly negative about all of the problems in California with illegal immigration and homelessness and crime and a looming budget deficit coming up? If he, rather than attacking Joe Biden, attacks Governor Newsom very directly.
Michael, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I don't think there'll be any mention of Biden or Trump, even for that matter. This is going to be DeSantis versus Newsom. I think Ron DeSantis is going to do exactly what you said. He's going to make this an attack on California and on Newsom and on Newsom's leadership. And Newsom is going to take all of that, I promise you, and throw it right back. He's got an answer for everything, our governor. And he's that quick on his feet. He's anticipating this. I've seen him do it before. He did it with Sean Hannity. Every time you throw something at him, he'll throw five or six statistics back at you in terms of he'll make you see by the time he's done, it sounds like California is doing great and we should all move there. I mean, he's a great salesman. We're not talking about truth here. We're talking about politics, remember?
Right,
and
right.
So he does project that well, and he's a great salesperson. But I think ultimately when Ron DeSantis does that, he will come off as Ron DeSantis typically comes off in these debates. As really shrill and snarky, and not necessarily strong and formidable. I'm struck by the fact that Ron DeSantis has vanished during those last two or three debates. You forget that he's there. The headline the next morning is Ramaswamy versus Haley and Haley versus Ramaswamy. And Ron DeSantis, for having the stature that he does, really seems small on that stage. And it hasn't just happened in one debate. It's happened in the last two or three. He doesn't have memorable moments. Nobody says he wins anything. You mentioned Nikki Haley before. If you were going to give a seminar on how to do a presidential campaign, I think Haley has done everything right. She's won every debate. She stays on message. She's very careful not to simply praise Donald Trump nor attack him on a personal level the way Chris Christie does. She really walks that line, and she comes off like the grown-up in the room. I've been listening to you and your podcast, you know, forever. I remember 3 months ago you saying, as I was saying, wow, Nikki Haley really has something here. She really is standing out. And that was 3 months ago. She's only gotten better since then, and the others have gotten worse.
Well, so, and with the endorsement of the Koch network and yep. This new can we play? I want to get the reaction to that, because we're talking about Nikki Haley. She just released her first big new ad buy, and she talks about moral clarity in her ad. Listen.
A president must have moral clarity and know the difference between good and evil. Today, China, Russia, and Iran are advancing. There's chaos in our streets and college campuses. Our security is threatened at home and abroad. It's time for a new generation of conservative leadership. We have to leave behind the chaos and drama of the past and strengthen our country, our pride, and our purpose. I'm Nikki Haley, and I approve this message.
What do you think, Ruben?
Well, I think she delivers on the moral clarity idea. I mean, also, you benefit from who you're compared to. On the other side of the fence, you have Vivek Ramaswamy, who has questioned whether we should be supporting Israel. You have Ron DeSantis, who, let's not forget, characterized the Ukraine invasion, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as a territorial dispute. So,
yeah.
You know, these are all grown-ups, right? They're supposed to understand the English language. It's not unfair for us to hold those remarks against those people, those candidates, and say they say, well, somehow they were misquoted and taken out of context. The fact is, when you compare Nikki Haley to them, she really does have a more mature view on the world. You would expect that, given that she's a former U.N. ambassador. So I think she does fare very well. And as she proved during that last debate, if you punch her, she's going to punch you back three times harder.
Either that or kick you with a 3-inch heels. They're not 5-inch heels. They're 3-inch heels.
Yep.
Okay.
Throw it right back at you.
In terms of President Trump's commanding lead in both the nationwide polls and all of the early states, is this all just a waste of time? In other words, what's fascinating to me about this debate between DeSantis and Newsom has gathered a great deal of attention. There's not the same kind of attention being paid to the next candidate's debate is coming up. So how would a Nikki Haley nomination victory look? What would she have to do to actually win this nomination against a prohibitive frontrunner named Donald Trump?
It's a good question. I'll say that one of the reasons there's not much excitement about Republican debates is because we've watched the other three or four, right? We've watched the previous debates, and they have descended into chaos. You and I probably had that same instinct where we're watching them think the smartest people are the people who didn't show up at the debate or who didn't make the cut. Lucky them. Because there's no glory in being on that stage with all the food flying in the air. So,
candidate who chose not to attend the debate and isn't attending the next one either. But go ahead.
And his poll numbers just keep going up, so it makes this idea that it really pushes this idea that the debates don't matter much. So, yeah, there's a lot more excitement for anything but that on television. But the other point to your point, what does Nikki Haley have to do? If this ends up being a two-person contest, which is where I think we're headed between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump, she's going to have to make the argument, coalesce all the different arguments that have been used against Trump to say basically Donald Trump is distracted. He's distracted by too many things, his civil and criminal trials, his, you know, tendency to implode, the loyalty issues, not loyal even to Mike Pence or people who worked for him. He's just too much of a wild card, and now's not the time for that. And if she can somehow make the argument that she is much more of a stable hand of Donald Trump, she might have a shot at carving into some of his support. But it's going to be very difficult because you and I have never seen anything like this before. We've never seen polling that shows that the frontrunner has 60 to 65% of the vote going in his direction. It would be very difficult to imagine a scenario where Donald Trump is not the nominee. And so that's probably the unfortunate part. But Nikki Haley is as good a shot as anybody to change that.
Ruben Navarrete, you can read his material. It's linked at michaelmedved.com. Always worth following. And may you and your family have a wonderful holiday season and a beautiful weekend coming up. Coming back on the Medved Show, we're talking in a little while to Brett Stevens about how lefties are killing the dream of a Palestinian state. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Hamas has released two additional Israeli hostages concurrent with an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group to prolong their temporary ceasefire for another day. The Israeli Defense Forces have stated that more hostages are expected to be freed later today. A New York appeals court has reimposed a gag order on former President Donald Trump and his civil fraud trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public statements about the courtroom staff involved in the ongoing $250 million trial. Elon Musk harshly criticized advertisers withdrawing from X at the New York Times DealBook Summit, suggesting they engage in a specific action using an expletive.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go yourself.
Despite this, he apologized for his recent endorsement of an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Show. And on the Michael Medved Show, a great privilege to welcome back to the show Brett Stevens, who is one of those absolutely essential voices in current debates. It is completely necessary, assigned reading, homework to do, to read his recent columns, where he is brought to particularly disputes about the Middle East. A remarkable clarity and much needed clarity. Brett Stevens is a columnist for the New York Times, formerly for many years, a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and he also had worked and lived in Israel as an editor for the Jerusalem Post once upon a time. So we were talking before, Brett, about your most recent column about how it's the left which claims that they want to elevate this grand and glorious dream of a Palestinian state, of a two-state solution. They are killing the idea of a two-state solution. How?
Well, the left, disgracefully, and I want to be clear, when I talk about the left, I'm not talking about the entire left. I'm talking about the side of the left that is out there chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and denouncing Israel for having the gall and the temerity to defend itself. So I'm talking about a segment of the left, not by any means everyone who identifies that way. That portion of the radical left or the progressive left has gotten behind the Hamas narrative of the quote-unquote occupation, which is that it's an occupation that began not in 1967 when Israel in a defensive war took possession of the West Bank and Gaza and the Sinai Peninsula and the Golan Heights. Rather, their argument, which is Hamas's argument, is that the so-called occupation began in 1948 with the creation of the State of Israel, which means that to them, a settlement is a settlement, whether it is in the West Bank or what Jews, Israelis call Judea and Samaria, or whether it's Tel Aviv or Haifa or Eilat or West Jerusalem. All of the sovereign Israel is to them a settlement. And those are the chants that you're hearing in the streets today, which is not a call for an end of an occupation in the West Bank. It's a call for the destruction of the state of Israel. No Israeli government, even the most left-wing Israeli government, is ever going to accept that. No government can be expected or should be expected to accept its own annihilation. So what this left is doing is making it impossible for any future compromise, and I don't think that compromise will come soon, but any future compromise to develop between Israelis and Palestinians so that they can live side by side in two separate states.
See, one of the things that I've always wondered about, and I know it's something you've touched on glancingly as well, Brett Stevens, is that the basic line about a two-state solution and two states living next to each other, that doesn't require ethnic purity for either state. 20% of the population of Israel is Palestinian Arab. And they vote, and they're part of the society, and they live in the society. Why is it so unthinkable for people on the left who are backers of the Palestinian agenda that some of the 700,000 Jews who live in the so-called West Bank or the eastern part of Jerusalem even, that some of those people could be able to stay where they are and live within the parameters of some peace-loving, stable Palestinian state that may someday exist?
Well, as a matter of fact, you put your finger on, I think, the core issue, Michael, which is that the question about a Palestinian state has much less to do with its territorial boundaries as it does with its internal character. And one of the reasons why Palestinian state has not come into being is precisely because under its current leaders, whether in Hamas in Gaza or Fatah in the West Bank, it would have to be a state that would have no Jews in it, because they cannot conceive of a state that has religious and ethnic diversity, or at least religious and ethnic diversity that includes Jews. So there's no reason why a future Palestinian state that is genuinely progressive, and I use that word in its most commonplace form, genuinely forward thinking and tolerant, wouldn't have a place for many Jews to live safely and peacefully within it. But the very fact that no one can conceive it and that the current Palestinian leadership would never allow it tells you something about the kind of state that would come into existence if one were to be declared or, you know, come into being tomorrow. It would be you would end up with a massacre of Jews. So we want a Palestinian state that looks like Costa Rica or Canada. We don't want a Palestinian state that looks like Yemen or Lebanon or Iran. And what the international community should be insisting is that a Palestinian state be worthy of a community of nations that believes in freedom, human rights, democracy, and equality and tolerance.
Your colleague Tom Friedman has a column about grasping the essence of the current dispute. And he suggests that the only way there is a possibility for any kind of meaningful settlement is basically complete change in the Palestinian leadership and a complete change in the leadership of the state of Israel. Do you think he's right?
I make a policy of not commenting on the views of my colleagues, so I'll just comment. I don't mean that in a
No, I understand.
I don't think that's.
It's a wise policy.
Appropriate in general. Look, he's absolutely right, or I should say it is absolutely true, that you need a complete change in Palestinian leadership, not only with Hamas in Gaza, but also with the Palestinian Authority. Remember that, you know, I actually wrote about the last time there was a presidential election among the Palestinians in January of 2005. That is more than 18 years ago. There are kids in college now who weren't born when that last election happened. And so you need a complete change there. Now, from my own point of view, and I've been on the record now for many years saying this, I think Netanyahu, even long before the judicial reform efforts, which I opposed, his usefulness as a leader for Israel had run its course, and that the country needed new political leadership. I think now, what happened over the last year with Bibi dividing and debilitating the country means that he is politically speaking not long for the stage, and that's appropriate because there should be a heavy price for someone on whose watch October 7th happened.
And there almost surely will be, at least according to polling in the state of Israel. Do you have a few minutes more, Brett, to talk a little bit about American politics and the forthcoming debates? And there are two of them. There's one for the Republican candidates and one between a Republican candidate, Ron DeSantis, and a potential Democratic candidate, ? Gavin Newsom. Are you okay for a few minutes more?
Absolutely. For you, anytime.
I appreciate it. I so much appreciate your work and your voice. We will be right back with Brett Stevens coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, there's a breaking news. The U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights has opened an investigation into Harvard University to determine whether the university has fulfilled its legal obligation to respond to the increase in anti-Semitic incidents reported in the wake of the October 7th Hamas attack. Looking at the presidential race, do you believe that in a way that hasn't happened before, that for a lot of people, I'm speaking with Brett Stevens of the New York Times, and do you believe, Brett Stevens, that anti-Semitism will be a political issue in this presidential race?
Anti-Semitism will be a political issue, and anti-Semitism will also be, and this is heartbreaking to say, Michael, an increasingly visible, naked, unapologetic, unashamed feature of American politics going forward. You sense it now where in which people who are making claims that are nakedly anti-Semitic or shading into anti-Semitism are proud of the fact. They are, you know, calling someone an anti-Semite no longer shames them.
Although look at Elon Musk. I mean, his line about losing advertisers over endorsing
right.
the great replacement theory and explicitly endorsing it. His comment was they should go beep themselves.
Yeah, and the suggestion that the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, is some all-powerful group, you know, whispering into the ears of power. And I mean, these are hoary anti-Semitic tropes, and that's coming from one side, which I guess now we think of. Musk as a person of the right, although I disliked him when he was a darling of the left, too. I have a longstanding record of not liking Elon Musk long before his Twitter purchase. But then you see it, of course, on the left. You see it on college campuses. So this is we are now once again, as we haven't been since the 1930s, in an era in which anti-Semitism plays openly and on a bipartisan basis to a frighteningly large number of people.
Speaking of frightening, the American people are about to be put in a situation where 70% of the electorate seems to agree that they don't want a race between Biden and Trump. And yet that seems to be the lineup we are headed for. Are there any of the third-party candidates, including Joe Manchin, who may run with no labels, who you think could actually do something that's never been done before in American history, which is to have a third-party candidate who actually competes for electoral votes and for the presidency?
Well, 2 points I would make. One is I have not given up entirely on Nikki Haley. Maybe that's I'm just dreaming, but I think this is going to narrow very quickly. The Republican race will narrow very quickly to two people. And, you know, politics is dynamic. It's fluid. And so if it's between Nikki, between, I should say, Ambassador Haley, Governor Haley, and Trump, you might find a surprise there in the Republican Party. And I haven't given up entirely on the idea that Joe Biden will have a moment of grace and clarity, maybe over Christmas, and he will say, I am not the man to lead the Democratic Party, and you could see an open primary on that field. As to the question of third parties, they just don't work in our system. They don't work in our winner-take-all electoral college system. So you've had Ross Perot. You've had other characters over the years, George Wallace, of course, the Southern racist candidate. They never win, and I don't see history changing just because there's so much dissatisfaction with the current frontrunners.
Yeah, the situation is particularly complicated because there are so many independent candidates who have already announced. Cornel West has announced. Robert Kennedy Jr. has announced. There are polls that show Robert Kennedy Jr. going as high as 22%. Now, if it's evenly split, the remainder between Trump and Biden, that means he's not that far away. I assume you're not enthusiastic about his candidacy for president.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I haven't completely lost touch with my senses.
Okay.
You know, I'll tell you something, Michael. You know, I just made that comment, and I take it back. And I mean it in this way. Like, no, I would never vote for Robert Kennedy now or never. I think, to me, he strikes me as kind of a whack job conspiracy theorist. On the other hand, I am continually surprised by people I know who are of sound mind who are telling me they've thought of voting for him. Sometimes it's a protest vote, sometimes because they kind of agree with his affect or share one of his conspiracy theories. So he is going to be drawing support not just from sort of the fringes of American politics. He will be drawing support from people you know. I just bet they're not going to tell you about it over dinner.
Well, again, I've had people talk about it over dinner, and it is amazing to me how many people, as part of their appeal that they feel for Robert Kennedy Jr., is his anti-vax position, which, as you know, is particularly popular right now with many, many Americans. Is Gavin Newsom the most likely replacement for Joe Biden if Jill, in a moment of intimacy, was able to persuade him to hang back in this last campaign?
I don't think so. I don't think people look at California, and of course we'll see more with the debate between him and Ron DeSantis, I guess, on Thursday.
Tonight.
Is it tonight?
Yes, yes.
Well, of course, tonight shows you this is what happens when you live in the countryside. You lose track of time. I don't think people look at California as a model of great governance, a state in tremendous debt, San Francisco as the banner city, homelessness all the way up and down the I-5. I would think that someone like Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, or even perhaps, even though he's new in, as a governor, Wes Moore of Maryland, or Andy Beshear in Kentucky, purple state governors who have a record of success in their states are likelier than Gavin. But I, you know, I've been proved wrong in the past. I'll be proved wrong again.
Does Nikki Haley need to get tougher on Trump in order to gain traction?
You know, I think she has very good political instincts. And, you know, she's come out notably ahead of Chris Christie, whom I like, by the way. You know, Christie's gambit was go straight at Trump, hit him hard, hit him harder. I think she's succeeded in distinguishing herself just enough and making it clear that, you know, she puts it's time to move past chaos, without, you know, openly insulting or assaulting voters she's going to need in the primaries and if she should win the nomination in the general election. So, you know, my own view is you should be a purist and go straight after Trump as hard as you can because he's so awful. But politics doesn't always give you those opportunities, and you have to deal with the electorate you have.
And speaking of dealing with the electorate you have and foreign policy realities, just a few words, maybe 30 seconds, on the passing of Henry Kissinger.
You know, I knew Henry Kissinger, and while I disagreed with a lot of his positions, although I tended to disagree with him from the right rather than from the left, he was a peerless intellect. He was always worth listening to. I learned from him personally. I learned from his books, reading them. I've seen a lot of trash talking of his legacy, but he was an important statesman, and we ought to remember him well and try to learn from him as much as we can.
Amen. Brett Stevens, his most recent columns are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. He is a much-needed voice in this country. We will talk a little bit about Henry Kissinger and some of the strange reactions to his passing, which focus on his dating life. That and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.